A selling point for cell phone companies is to make it as easy as possible for customers to place and receive calls at no extra cost to them or their callers. That worked in the past because many cell companies picked up any long distance or extended area service charges in some localities. But now local phone companies say they don't always know which company to bill. The manager of government relations for CenturyTel is John Schaefer. Schaefer says the FCC ordered cell phone companies to let customers take their cell phone numbers along when they change companies.
In the past, we were able to do this arrangement where we could bill the long-distance charges to the cellular companies because we had it was easy to keep track of what cellular company owned what phone numbers.
Beginning in October, the landline caller could be billed long-distance for a call to a cell number that previously didn't cost extra. Wisconsin Vice President and General Manager for Alltel, Bill Ashburn, says customers can get around the charges. Ashburn says a cell number can be changed to one that fits the area from which the cell phone user gets the most landline calls.
If you had a son or a daughter and you lived in La Crosse, and if they went down to the University of Wisconsin in Madison, the son or daughter could take their cell phone down there with a local La Crosse number, and then the parents can call that local number, and there would be no charge.
Ashburn says the key to knowing whether there's a charge is a recording will tell the caller to dial a 1 or 0 to make the call. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.